I'm Melanie Herbert. I composed the work entitled By Touch for the Transmuted Signal Project. The visual stimulus I was provided with featured an imprinted hand, intricate lines, and scattered glyphs. I decided to support rather than replicate the image sonically, translating and interpreting abstract qualities such as the layered strokes and delicate patterns. Early on in the process, I extracted the aspects that resonated with me most and referred to them throughout the rest of the compositional process. I began by recording private improvisations on the electric guitar, as well as found sounds from my surrounding environment. The sources of my sounds existed in places as simple as my home, my stovetop kettle, meditation balls, singing bowls, cassette tape players, and musical instruments played in non-traditional ways. When recording, I look for textures, tones, and pitches that appeal to my own tastes. Sounds I find have an interesting or unique sonic quality. These sounds don't need to be inherently musical. The recordings used in By Touch were a result of a hands-on process of exploration and discovery, an approach I take in all of my music making. Using my small Zoom recorder, I am able to capture and listen back to spontaneous musical events that I may want to develop further. This kind of intuitive play and improvisation is also at the forefront of my collaborative work, such as that in Splinter Orchestra and Earth Crosser Company. It was during the next stage that I listened to, categorized, and sometimes manipulated the recordings for By Touch, a process that informed the direction of my compositional choices. This was driven by a sense of intuition, a sense of play, and the impressions left on me by the visual stimulus. This flowed into the next stage where I experimented with cut-and-paste methods and the use of layering and looping my chosen sounds. It was the constant listening back throughout the whole compositional process that helped carve out the work's organic growth of shifting sonic landscapes. By Touch was my reaction to visual qualities of the supplied image, an interpretation of colours, lines, and shapes spoken in my own musical language. I translated specific visual features to the oral form, such as the image's sense of intricacy, which I responded to with high-pitched sounds, delicate harmonies, and finely textured material. I mirrored the heavier, darker tones with distortion and noise elements, and the fine intersecting lines inspired simple intertwined melodies. The gradual layering and thinning of textures in the work relate to the image's horizontal lines and shapes. As I referred back to the image in later stages of the compositional process, I found that the image of the underside of a hand began to carry more significance for my work, with its imprint revealing fine yet elaborate markings. For me, it came to symbolize a unique signature, a clear stamp of individuality coded in lines and shapes. I transmuted the image in that sense by asserting and coding my own unique tendencies of personal style, listening aesthetics, and personal environment into the music. The work became my own sonic imprint. By Touch creates an impression of the image. The music is an atmosphere that both complements and contextualizes the visual. The work harnesses both sparse and immense sound worlds that grow, evolve, and seamlessly blend into one another. The listener should allow themselves to be carried through its sonic landscapes.